Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille with our regular feature, Inherently You. Now back to Melanie and Dr. Holly.
It seems as though our lives are so filled with different things and we multitask all the time, but are we doing these things efficiently, or are we doing them all just a little bit less than we would if we focused on one thing? And of course, I'm here with Dr. Holly, naturopathic physician and expert in all things wellness. So Dr. Holly, multitasking, is this a good thing? Are we using too much technology, doing too many things at once?
Well, listen to this. I mean, first of all, the short answer, I think from what I've seen, in not only my patients, but my friends and my family, and also myself, yes. So back in 1980, there was a futurist. His name is Alvin Toffler. He was the first one that coined the term information overload, okay, in his book, Future Shock. And what it did is he was predicting where technology was heading in our society. So according to San Diego State University, okay, this is a study, the average American citizen today is bombarded with 100,000, okay, words and digest around 12 hours of information and media every day. And if you think about it, 12 hours isn't so much of an exaggeration. We've got notifications, emails, texts, voicemails, likes, Instagrams, pictures, tweets, comments, tags, posts, photos, videos, headlines, blogs, subscriptions, downloads, uploads, ads, ringtones, MP3 apps, games, usernames, passwords, folders, files, feeds, searches, and now there's the Pokemon Go. It's hardly surprising that we are always connected to technology, always. And in my opinion, I think the health of our internal soul is sort of withering away. I think we are so, because of this, externally focused, that time to just pull inward and understand your own thoughts and your own feelings and the solitude of silence is kind of whisking away in our lives.
Well, one thing I do as a mother of two teens, Dr. Holly, is I make them get off their phones. And if we go out to dinner or if we're having dinner or if we're doing anything, having conversation, they're not even allowed to have those things in their hands because it's too distracting and it's too overwhelming and encompassing, and then they don't pay attention. So, I mean, we're missing so much in life. What do you tell people about getting rid of some of those things because we're oversaturating our senses? There's just too much, and that list you just gave is crazy.
Well, it's crazy and it's true. And, you know, what I try to do, not only in my family, but I talk about, because there are our brains, our primitive brains, even if you think you have good stress modification or what have you, being wired like that all the time actually affects your endocrine system, your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal sort of access, and it starts to overfire, and then that can lead to a depletion. A lot of people know the term, you know, the layperson term, adrenal fatigue, and Dr. Wilson wrote a great book about it called The 21st Century Illness, but really it's this overactivation of our hypothalamus pituitary adrenal access, kind of always getting, you know, like ding, ding, always being stimulated. So our senses are being saturated. And I think to your point, we're missing then the connection. Okay, I think we have this extrospective society instead of this introspective one. And I think that we're losing that touch with each other. And honestly, it's all about the user. It is really truly all about the user. You know, you can use this for good or evil. And I think to answer your question, there has to be some boundaries, just really good boundaries around phone use, around your smartphone use, or around electronics. Because if not, I'm guilty of it myself. I'll get up with an alarm that's attached to my phone. The first thing I do is like, oh, I got a text in the middle of the night. Thank goodness that I, you know, kept it off. And then I see somebody else's message to me before I even get to understand my own thoughts or greet my own day. And then all of a sudden, you know, I go to the restroom and I take my phone and I'm in my emails already. And where has my time to set my intention for the day gone? Where has my time to just really ground myself in who I am, what I want to do today, what are my goals, my dreams? That's all out the window because I've got somebody else's stuff in my to-do list already. And it's just not okay.
No, it's not. And it also affects our psyche, Dr. Holly. And, you know, I've told you before, I don't really use a cell phone except in case of emergency. I don't have a smartphone. And I don't want to have that feeling that you were describing of needing to check everything right away, needing to answer people right away. But it also seems that with things like Facebook and Twitter and all these things, we're more involved with our so-called friends than we ever were before. We know what they had for dinner and when they go to the bathroom, and we know all of these things about them, and yet they're not somebody we necessarily sit down and have a glass of wine with.
Right. We know more about them, but we're spending less time with them. And that's what's so interesting. That's the irony of it, quite honestly. Because in my opinion, there's nothing like a good face-to-face, you know, connection. And what do we know about nonverbal communication? If you're having a conversation with somebody, it's about 75% of that conversation. The glance, you know, I had a woman that I was talking to up in Portland the other week, and the way that she was listening to me with her eyes, like it literally was the most compassionate sort of listening experience I've had in a long time. And it was healing just for me to be in her presence. And you miss that because we aren't having that face-to-face time with folks. You know, it's not that, hey, let's get together. It's, you know, texting. I have friends that love the fact that I pick up the phone and I call. I mean, we're cheerleading calling, right? Because they just text each other. There's not even a voice recognition anymore. There's not even the tonality of a conversation. And so I think that's really important. The other thing that I start to notice is that people have a really hard time staying in present time. Even if you're outside, perhaps, and there's the beauty of nature, what do you go to do when you see something? You go to grab a picture of it so you can save it for when? Another moment later on? Instead of just taking that in, letting that beautiful part of nature ingrain in your own brain, in your own heart, in your own soul, move you the way that it does. It's like, no, we're grabbing a picture of it. It's the struggle is real, I have to say.
Well, and it also plays heck, like I said, with our emotions, because you get so involved, whether it's politically or in somebody's relationship issues and the drama of it all. Do we really need to be involved in every single minute of every different person's lives? Or is that making our own lives like seem somehow affected by it all? I mean, if somebody has a breakup and you're like, oh, then you feel sad the rest of the day, or if you, and even if it's a person you haven't seen in 20 years.
100%. And also, and that's that whole external locus of control. When we're constantly focused on something else or somebody else, and with this technology, that's what starts to happen. We lose the, you know, I used to work, when I was a nurse, I used to work with kids in a behavioral health center. And we had this code called MYOB, and it was basically mind your own business. You know, the best thing that you can do to get strength, to get more information about yourself and your life and your growth and your desires is to focus on yourself, MYOB. So if we caught somebody out in the, you know, we caught somebody fussing around or focusing on somebody else, it was, hey, MYOB. And MYOB is a really, really powerful thing. Just mind your own business, because we're missing a lot of our own business, our own thoughts, our own feelings, our own wants and desires, because we're busy in somebody else's story and or comparing ourselves, having our projections.
That's a huge issue. You're exactly
right. Yeah, on
their
story.
We compare ourselves. That's right.
Yeah, and then that evokes a lot of feeling and really, though, no action, okay? So I think having a respite from technology is extremely important. I think that I know it's counterintuitive, but the more that we seem connected, the more disconnected I think we're getting from ourselves and each other. And we need to turn this it's kind of like a big sailboat that's got a lot of steam going, right? A lot of wind that way. We need to take down the mast, turn the ship around, pull it back up, and really have some balance with it. I think it's really, really important.
How can we do that? How do you tell people to pull away from it a little bit?
You know, I think that it's, everybody's different, but I do, I myself, like this weekend, I did an experiment. I thought, you know what, it's the weekend. I'm not on call. I don't have a pager, and I don't practice urgent medicine. People know how to get a hold of me if they need to, and if they can't get a hold of me, they certainly even know other ways, right? So I actually didn't have my phone with me or on me most of the time, and it's a little weird. It is. There's and this is the addiction part, right? There's a downregulation almost of like, oh, where's that stimulus from the outside? Hey, where's that stimulus? It's addicting in a sense. You know, I mean, people pick up their phone and push send, or, you know, grab your inbox or download your text or what, like millions of times a day. Okay, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. Many, many, many times a day, kind of habitual, not even thinking about it. And so the other thing that I've done for myself is from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night, okay, that's phone usage. But after that and before that, it's not. Okay, there's no zero zilch. Will I be on my phone? My family, when we are together having a meal, phones are in another room. They are not even anywhere near. And so those things can really help not only yourself but your family create more intimacy, and I think it's really important. So taking a respite and also just having daily boundaries around technology use for you and your family, and everybody needs to sort of agree with it. I think it's very important, and stick to it, and have consequences for, you know, agreements that aren't made. And then you get in the habit of doing that more and more and more. Habits are more powerful than fears. You know, everybody has FOMO, right? It's like, oh, I'm going to fear you're going to miss out on something. But habits are more powerful than fears. And so if you get in the habit of having this wonderful, wonderful boundary, getting more introspective back into yourself instead of extrospective all the time, I think people are going to really start feeling better and be healthier for it.
Rock on. What a great way to say it. So wrap it up for us about people really being able to pull back and why you feel it's so important, not only for our mental health, but our physical health, because staring down staring down at your phone, walking into the street. I saw a guy the other day just walk right into the street. He stopped, looked at the car, you know, so give us your best advice. Wrap it up for us on that whole health and technology thing.
Yeah, so I think the stimulation that we have had with all of our technology, it's kind of we've turned into this never being out of touch. We just don't want to be out of touch. It's making every day feel a little bit more frantic and rushed, and I think it's overall adding to cumulative confounded stressors. I believe it's a stressor and it's an activation of our senses and our hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. I think that our children are sort of technologically addicted as well, and it's contributing to things like attention deficit disorder. And so what I think is really important, now there are software programs like Inbox Pause that put your messages on hold. You can look into things like that. But I think that what really makes life meaningful is our inner feelings, our passions, our dreams. And in order to cultivate that on a daily basis, to grow and learn and have this life be what it is meant to be and be as full as you want it to be and as deep as you want it to be, that requires introspection. It requires, you know, self-discovery, deep mental focus. And so certainly throwing your phone into a lake is not what I'm suggesting, but really getting to know yourself and your habits around technology and seeing if they might need a little bit of boundaries, a little bit of you just putting yourself on task to have more balance when it comes to introspection versus extrospection.
Wow, so beautifully put, and what great information. We all need to take heart. Get off your phones, get off your tablets for just a little while in the day and look inward, see what's going on in your own life, because that's really how we'll figure out the best of us and be inherently you. And of course, this is Melanie Cole with Dr. Holly Lucille right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.